16th chapter of John's Gospel, the Lord Jesus is taking farewell of his apostles. And he says in verse 15 of John 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And you'll find, if you look the margin of your authorized version, the word comfortless is the word orphans. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. The Lord Jesus Christ had to go to heaven. He had to present the finished work at the Father's throne. But he said he would pray that another comforter would be given, even the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is not Jesus. God the Son is not God the Father. There are three persons in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet these three are one God. That's the miracle of it. And here is our Lord, and he's going away. How terrible those disciples must have felt. For 3 years they had been with him night and day. They had seen his miracles. They had heard his words. They had lived with the King of Heaven, and now he was going away. But he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you in my other person, which is, of course, the Spirit of God. And he did come, and you know what happened at Pentecost. There weren't orphans. There was 3,000 converted with one sermon, some orphans. God was at work. We need to have a fresh view of the fact we're not orphans. And today it's our privilege to handle this bread and to partake of this cup. For as we do it, we show forth the Lord's glory until he comes again. May God bring Christ strangely near to us today as we take the bread and drink the cup. Some brother will lead us now in thanksgiving for the bread.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.